In a world full of movie podcasts, here is one more. Welcome to Defend Your Movie with Sean Donnelly
and Andrew Fiore.
The time has come again. The champion must end. It can only be one of us. Victoria!
Everybody, my name is Sean Donnelly, and you are listening to your favorite podcast. I am one of your hosts. Hey there, everybody. My name is Sean Donnelly, and you're listening to your favorite podcast, the DYM podcast. I am one of your hosts, and I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Andrew Fiore, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everybody. Good to see my road trip partner, my navigator. My shotgun rider, Sean Donnelly. Big road trip we're coming off.
Wow.
A road trip.
It felt
like normal times again for a little bit there for 48 hours.
I know. It was fantastic. For those of you who don't know, we've been putting on our social media for the past like week. Me and Andy did a couple of gigs together. We did one in Wildwood, New Jersey at a place called Captain Jack's. And then stayed over in Wildwood, which is, you know, they call it, I think they call it the Beverly Hills of New Jersey. I'm pretty sure they call it the...
That's not the right name at all.
I think it is. It's very nice. And then the next day we went to Pennsylvania and we were part of the Soul Joel Comedy Festival. And yeah. I'll tell you, man, I said this to Andy on the way home. Like, we're good travel partners. We definitely got along really well. And it was like a 24-hour day Defend Your Movie the podcast.
Oh, yeah. It would have been nice to have some dimwits in the back seat. There would have been a live audience in the car.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a bunch of sleep, and I'm still – we went out drinking Friday after, and I'm still
– Friday. That was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's how screwed up it is.
Today is Friday. Yeah. It was weird because it was like a middle-of-the-week road gig, so it was strange. We went out drinking on Wednesday night, and I'm still feeling it. I'm still kind of hungover.
Yeah. I'm also still not right. So yeah, we did the show in Wildwood, New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, so I defend my state, but there is no defending the shithole that is Wildwood, New Jersey. I love New Jersey. I'm proud to be a New Jersey native, but Wildwood is garbage in just liquid form. It really is just trash.
Well, what's so funny?
I'm sorry, but it is. You know it.
Wow. And you knew it like right away. Okay. So I haven't gone on like any vacations or this whole summer because of COVID. I haven't done anything where it was like vacation style stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like excited to go to Wildwood. I think I had like 10-year-old me idea of what Wildwood was.
And
I was like, this is going to be great. I'm by the beach, and then we get there and it was like, it was just sad. Like the whole thing was sad.
If you were 10 years old, you love it. But at 40 and you're doing a show for 14 people, you really take a look at your life.
Before the show even started, we were like on the boardwalk. We were just watching like 15-year-old girls and like angry moms, like the whole up and down the boardwalk. That's all it was. And then we were like, hey, we'll grab something to eat. And every booth was like pizza, gyros. Like it was
it's Wildwood cuisine. It's boardwalk cuisine.
Boardwalk cuisine. And like, which you know that's coming, but I'm like, you figured there'd be one like nice looking place like on the thing to grab like a good burger or something like that, and it just oof.
I mean, you could purchase anything with tickets.
Can I trade this stuffed animal for a slice of pizza?
Right. Yeah, that's the barter system of the boardwalk.
Yeah, that'd be funny if like Wildwood is just like it goes off the grid of the U.S. money system.
Yeah.
Because
we're not on the gold standard here.
Yeah.
Purely working skee ball tickets.
Yeah. But anyway, so then we did the show.
Show was fun. We were making it worse than it is. We had a great time. But yeah, you know, to make things a little easier, we got shit-faced after.
I was loaded after that. And then it was like, and I did a mixture. I don't know what I was coming and going, because I did White Claws and Miller Lights. So I was kind of defeating the purpose of the White Claws.
Yeah, don't forget the Jameson.
And shots of Jameson. So... Man, we're too old. Like, I don't want to say I'm too old for something, but I am, like, I really have, like, I should have, like, written out my will before I did that. I should have.
It's not that you're too old to have a good time. It's fun. It's what we were talking about. It's just the recovery period is so much longer than, like, if we, you know, 20 years ago we did that, we'd be back up at 8 a.m. hitting the gym and hitting our girls and doing jumping jacks and cartwheels in the parking lot. But, you know. I mean, so we slept in not the nicest motel.
We also, I think we did the first thing ever anybody's done. We were in like some it was an okay motel, but it was a motel. It was nice and clean. It was clean, but we got a later checkout at a motel, which I don't think people even do.
Well, tell him what the guy told you. He just kind of went, I don't know. How's 12?
Yeah. Well, I call him up in the morning. I was up at like 9. I got up at 9 randomly, and I was trying to go back to bed. I was like, let me call for a later checkout, because the checkout would have been 10. And a lot of places do later checkouts now. So I called up and I go, hey, this is 308. This is a 308 in the hotel next door, because we didn't tell the best part about the hotel.
Oh, that was the whole, yes.
We had to check in to the hotel that was attached to it, because there was no front desk person at our place.
No front desk person. No personnel at all. Until they want you to leave the next day.
Yes. Because, and then the cleaning staff was up your ass.
Yeah, I looked at my phone. You texted me, said I called for a later checkout. And in my hangover head, still passed out head, I went, that probably applies to me too. Which it didn't.
Well, it does sound like it. Me saying that didn't sound like it.
I kind of knew, but I was just so sleepy and just passed right back out again. I think they were having a door slamming contest on my floor. Between the waits there, the maid service, and then they opened up my door using their key like 3 separate times, and every time I just go, they check out. I just mumble something about it. And finally, I got up around 11:30. He was going to hop in the shower, and the guy finally says and goes, "Sir, what time did they give you for late checkout?" I just went 12, which is a complete lie. I never called at all. I was just going,
But what are they going to do? Check?
Exactly. So we got out of there. We fine. We had a great day. We had a nice little adventure up to my old stomping ground. So we were driving from Wildwood, New Jersey to Pennsylvania, but we were out at noon and our show is next, not till 7 o'clock. So we got a lot of hours to kill. So I said, why don't we go get a cheesesteak in Philadelphia? We'll get a Pat's cheesesteak at the original. And Shawnee has never been there before. What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. It was like your quintessential, cheesesteak. Like, it was like I thought it would look like. It's the OG.
I know everybody's got an opinion on which one's better. I know, Pat's and Gino's is the touristy shit. That's fine. But I started going to Pat's in college. It's what I like, and I know. And I was telling Shawnee, I go, I've never even been to Gino's because I'm loyal. It's like it's like a barber. I like to stick to what I know and love.
And I've been to Philly like a bunch of times, and I've never gone to either, so I was glad to go.
Yeah. And are they a little overhyped? Probably. But
It
was delicious hangover food. Like, it was perfect for the condition we were in.
That is the key. We were both hungover. I might have been more hungover than Andy was, but it hit the spot for both of us. Like, it was the perfect amount of food, and it led to our recovery to be able to do the show later that night. Like, I was worried in the morning that I was like, oh, did I make this rookie mistake of getting too hungover that I can't do the better spot? Like, it was the better show of the two shows.
Sure,
and I'm gonna bomb my dick off at this fucking show because I drank like an idiot the night
before. No, but I'll tell you this much, and Ed Dimwitz right in. And Shawnee, I told him, I go, you got to use it as a way of ordering at Pat's. And Shawnee went with the provolone. I go with the traditional whiz. I go with it without...
I think I committed a cardinal sin that you were kind of telling me that.
I didn't want to tell you what to do, but I say, all right, that is an option. You can do that.
Yes.
Not what I would do, but...
And most people don't. Like, the cheese whiz is supposed to be the way you go, right?
That's I think, the most popular, yeah. I go extra whiz without, and they take one of those paint stirrers. They just have a big vat of the whiz, and they use a paint stirrer. They dip it in, they just slather it on, and it's just so much fun and great, and you sit outside. It was a nice day. We had the threat of rain, wasn't helping us for our second show, because this was like a true outdoor show out at Soljo's. But before we even got there, I said, well, all right, it's still only 1:30 in the afternoon. We still got 6 hours to kill.
Yeah.
We're 20 minutes from my my hallowed halls of Villanova University, my stomping ground, my college.
And so, Andy was giddy. Andy was, wow, you, and I get it, because I'm the same way. I told you, I've done that before, where you go to play in nostalgic places, and I just get very excited. So yeah. I totally get it. But you, this kid, he was like a kid in a candy. He loved it.
It had been about 12 years minimum. I haven't been back since either like around 2006 or 2008. So it's been a long time, and I love my Villanova University. I have my best friends to this day, still from college. There's a big group of us. We're still very close. So I really was just walking around with a goofy smile on my face. And
yeah.
We were coming up. I'm going, all these old roads are all flooding memories right back. And we kind of backdoored it on the backside of campus to my freshman dorm. We just kind of pulled in. We kind of drove right by security. There was nobody hassling us.
Andy was pointing stuff out to me like he was giving me a historical tour. Like it was like we were at Gettysburg or something. Like you were like, you're like, see that? Like there was like these buildings across the street that were like, that were all new, brand new buildings. And he goes, that used to be parking lot. Really? Tell me more.
All right. Your next guy? Point of interest is Hartley Hall. But it was really fun. I walked right into my freshman dorm, which I haven't been in 15, almost 20 years.
And both walked in. The door was wide open.
She only used the bathroom.
I used the bathroom at your dorm.
Which was so funny to me. And I was able to not go in, but I was able to just stand and look at my old, the Fettigan Hall 105. And it was just so much fun for me. And we kind of just looked around a little bit and then we got out of there.
It's so interesting because, everything just comes flooding back. Like you probably, because you know what's so funny? It's so funny about perception, because you go, and I went, and I was actually really happy to go because you were so excited. But
I go, please indulge me with
no, this. Of course. I would do the same shit.
Yeah, for sure. I love that stuff.
But what I just realized is you probably recognized the smell and everything. Like there was probably smells for you going on there, right?
I didn't get any smells, to be honest.
Oh, really? I thought maybe like the smell of the dorm would have been the same.
What am I, hard of smelling?
No.
There it is.
Sci-fi reference. There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
What you call it? But I mean, like, just the vibe and the feeling. It's such a great feeling. That's why I got what was going on.
But, oh, well, I'm glad.
Yeah. It was fun. And then we went there. And then, like, to top it off.
Here's the thing. It's only 3 o'clock. So we go, well, we're only 20 minutes from the venue. We still got 4 hours.
We went to a Starbucks. We milked that for 20 minutes. And then
luckily, we had one of our saviors, my buddy from college who now lives back in that area. I was sending off these photos of me back on the old stomping grounds. And my buddy, Brian Daniels, great guy. We call him Squiggly. We call him Shark Brain. He goes, hey, why don't you come meet me at Hooters at the King of Prussia Mall? We'll have a drink outside. We'll sit out there and we'll kill some time. That was a perfect time killer.
It was the perfect time killer. And then we got to see the rare, you talk about it was almost like a nature show, the rare Hooters regulars.
That
was
Lord. This
God, what a sad bunch of something fucking else. Guys that is. Jesus.
Picture the people. Close your eyes, everybody. In your mind, picture what you think of as the type of guy who lives in Pennsylvania who goes to Hooters every day to be a creep and hit on those girls.
Yeah.
Whatever you just drew up in your mind, that's exactly what these guys were.
That's exact. And this
big fatso's just grow. I mean, we fit in perfectly.
We've been fantastically, but only by looks wise. Only by, like, we look like we'd be those guys, maybe. But, like, actually, I'm sorry. No, you know what? Fuck that. We're tens at Hooters. We are tens. We are absolute. We are Adonises at Hooters. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys were. Also, the reason why I don't mind making fun of them is because they were, like, gross dudes.
I mean, literally that mentality of, like you said, like, the guys who think that the stripper's in love with them.
And yes. Yes. And they also, the minute we get there, the minute we sat down, one of the dudes had probably the longest sneezing fit.
I forgot about that.
And the longest sneezing fit I've ever heard anybody. I've never had somebody do 40 sneezes in a row.
I was going to say, what do you think? What was the over under on that?
Dude,
I'm going to say 20.
Yeah, I was going to say 17. 17 sneezes.
Yeah, like in a row. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
And in the time of, I'm not a germaphobe, but in the time of COVID, dude.
Exactly.
Go away from the people when you're sneezing. I don't care if you're blocking yourself. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's, yeah. So,
so anyway, that already put like a gross haze around
them.
Exactly. They just buried in a phlegm cloud. And then, like, or a freaking sneeze cloud. And then on top of that, they were the guys. There was this girl. She was 19. She was very attractive.
She's a Hooter waitress, you know?
She's a Hooter waitress, yes.
But that is a stereotypical look, too. She was a Hooters waitress.
Yes.
She was very world-weary. Wise for...
Well, she was world-weary for, like, a 19-year-old who thinks they're world-weary.
Exactly,
like,
no, of course.
Also, I'm like, because there's two types of people like that. They're like ones that are bullshitting because she's trying to, like, relate to older dudes that are going to be like, let me give you $100 for it. You know,
of
it
course.
Is. And there's the ones that are like, hey, you've been in the shit and you actually are world weary. Which I don't want to get corrosive, but it's like you were molested or something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened that made you a grown up or whatever happened. And she was right. She was very nice, but she was like, for guys who go to strip clubs, you know, like the way when the very good strippers and the very good, I guess, Hooters waitresses are the ones that they pal up to you like
of
they're
course,
hanging out
that's
with you.
The game.
It's really, it's such a Machiavellian thing.
She's like, touching your arm. She's sitting down while you order at your table. You're her buddy. You're her pal, you know?
And those, and I'm old enough now to be like, all right. But those guys were actually probably our age or older, and they were falling for it hook, line, and sinker. And I'm like, buddy, how do you not know this is a fucking scam? Like, how do you not know? Like, she was like, she had.
Those guys have nothing else, you know?
Ugh, it's just bad.
Just a gross individual. So that was perfect, though, because I had a couple frozen margaritas. I felt right as rain after that. I was good to go. We get 20-minute drive to our venue. We get there. Joel Richardson, we should just make a special shout-out. He's been running this festival. This is the first annual festival, Soul Joel's Comedy Club in Royersford, PA. There's still a bunch of shows left, so if you're in that area, go. There's great shows coming. Attell's coming up. A bunch of our friends.
Even if you're in Philly. If you're in Philly, it's a close drive. It's a really close drive from Philly.
He's got a beach. It's a beautiful setup.
He's not getting hacks. He's getting guys from New York that we know that are super funny. He's getting big names. He's Attell coming, which might be, maybe that's sold out already. I don't even know if it's sold out, but like,
please,
he's Attell coming.
Great...
He had Liz, he had Norman. He's having Nick Griffin show up. Soul Joel does it right. He's building a fan base for his comedy club.
Every time I did the club in January, packed, sold out, one of the best shows of my entire life. I went back in June, did like a party last show. That was great. And then we did this last night show. This was my favorite show in a long time, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I had a blast. I was there recently. That's how good he is. Like, he like brought me back as like a favorite, pretty much. Because we're like, you know, this is the trying times for stand up. And he was like,
absolutely.
We're friends. I want to help you guys out, whatever it is. And so the first time I was there was great. And this time was just as good. It was like just as fun. Like, it was
so
just
much
a blast.
Fun.
It was just a blast.
Great crowd.
And he's got a cool setup. He's got like a beach looking setup. He's next to the river. It's like, even just to get if you're in Philly, just to get out of the city, or you're in whatever, if you're in the area, just go and you, it's Soul Joel's Comedy Club and Lounge is the club.
Yep.
Look at their Instagram and check it out. Cause
he built a beach. You sit on the beach, you get bring your drinks. You're going to have a great time and a great show. Really.
Yeah, we were amongst friends. We had Ariel Elias, who's so funny. She opened up. And so did James Mattern, who you all know. Was so freaking funny. They're both so great. So it was like, it was, you know, head to toe, it was a great show.
Yeah, totally. It really was.
But
we flipped. Well, we didn't flip a coin. We did a choose because we were double headliner bill both nights. And we get to the boardwalk show. We go, who's going to close this one? You or me? So we did the classic show.
Hold on. That's how you know that we've been doing it a while, because I think people, if you're 5 years in and you have like an ego to you, you're like, I'm closing. I'm the headliner.
Yeah, exactly.
When you've been doing this over a certain amount of time, you're like, I'll go first. I'll get the fuck out of there.
It was a battle to go first.
Yes, it was a battle to go first. And
so we best two out of three at Once, Twice, Three, and you won.
I won for
I closed Wildwood, and you closed. So we split. You closed Royersford.
Yeah. Royersford. Yeah, exactly. And it was both shows were fun. It just, you know, Wildwood is. Don't get me wrong. I'd go back and do a show there. I wouldn't like, but I just. It just not.
I don't know if I would, buddy.
It was very. I felt like we were in. I told you this too. I made the same joke when we were there. Like the fever dream that fucking Tony Soprano has in the episode of The Sopranos when he gets food poisoning. That's what you felt like you were in Wildwood. You felt like you were just like it's like Groundhog Day within Wildwood and the thing. So but we were.
I remember we were walking down the boardwalk and I go, "This is gonna make it. This is gonna sound worse than it is." But I go, "This might be my stand up rock bottom."
Yes, you did.
And that's no knock on the, you know, anything, but it was just like, it's more of a sign of the times. In COVID, I'm doing a fucking indoor-outdoor bar on the Wildwood Boardwalk. There's 15 people here. I just go, I don't think it gets much worse than this. And of course, it was way better than I'm making it out to be. The audience was great, and we were fun. We had a fun time and a fun night. Our buddy, we had a few friends there, a local comic, my buddy Sean Lush was there. He's a musician. He came by. Our Dan Callahan, the host of the show, was a nice kid. He came and hung out with us. Ed Farrell, he owns a couple of bars in New York City. So we had, like, we made a great night of what could have really just been a bummer of a night.
Yeah. Like put it this way. If it was a random place and either of us had to go there alone and, like, drive ourselves there alone, it would have been way worse.
That's
way
when worse. You find comics in their hotel rooms the next day with a bullet hole in there. Shows like that.
But originally, the plan, if you've been paying attention to the DYM podcast, social media or ours, we were going to do a live podcast from the show.
But we made a little late today. Sorry, gang.
That's why it's late today, because we decided let's just do a recap of the weekend on regular style, because it would have been the same.
It's the weekend
anyway.
Now. You're all out of sorts.
I keep thinking it was a week. That's how my brain is so trained that I do shows on the weekend
Scooter's entering it.
Wow. Yeah. People are just going to the weekend. So you can listen to the podcast on the weekend and you'll hear about our shows. But we were originally going to have, our friend James Mattern on so he could talk about his, disdain for the Coen brothers.
An insane person. It doesn't make sense.
Hey, but what do you? Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this though. What do you think about his disdain for Back to the Future?
He's an insane person, and he needs help. This is what I'm going to say. I love him like a brother, but he's a psychopath who I don't know if I can trust his taste in anything anymore, based on those two observations.
Yeah, when he said Back to the Future, I was like, come on, dude. It's a movie you grew up with.
Who hates that movie? You can see it a million times, and then if it's on, you go, I've seen it. But who physically hates it?
Yeah, you can do a take it or leave it thing, but you can't hate it. It's like part of our childhood. Like you can't do. Also, even if you take it at face value, it's a fun blockbuster movie. Like that's
it makes
when
zero sense. We're wasting breath talking about.
I know you're right.
This madman.
Did you watch anything on TV? You watched the last half hour Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which
when I got home from our hotel.
The podcast is a fan of that movie. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, James loves that. That's his favorite Quentin Tarantino movie.
Which is also a thing.
Crazy. But no, I got. What did you do when you got home last night?
I passed out. I ended up. I was so tired from the day. I popped on episodes of Murder, She Wrote. I was
watching. My Aunt Sylvia.
So I popped on an episode of Murder, She Wrote, and just like an old lady,
down from a trip with Murder, She Wrote.
I do. It's nostalgic. Hey, fuck you. We went to Villanova. I used to watch Murder, She Wrote with my grandma. So
Fair enough.
And then,
that's hilarious, though.
But just in old lady fashion, I passed out in the middle of Murder, She Wrote.
We stopped at Wawa. I love my Wawa sandwiches. I brought one for, I got home and I went at it. It was so delicious. It's really just such a delicious, delicious sandwich. And then I played Last of Us 2 for another 3 hours. I didn't go to bed till like 3.
Well, talking about movies, like we were even saying Last of Us 2, you were talking about the plot of it. I never played it, right? But it's such a great story.
Yes. And Greg Stone said that to me because he played it before and he goes, it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. On video.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
It's so good. Yeah, I can't spoil anything for anybody. I was telling Shawnee because he doesn't have PS4. So I just go, yeah, this happened and then this happened between 1 and 2. And he's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, it's the greatest.
He was like telling me the cliffhangers and I was like, I want to see this now. But here's the thing, man. Yeah. Let me ask, I should have asked you this last night in the car, but it's actually
Right now.
Who, because you have the main, you can tell who the main characters are.
Yeah.
Who would you cast as the main characters in Last of Us Part 2?
Oh, that's a great...
Last of It, in that canon.
Joel kind of looks like a traditional, kind of like a Brad Pittish kind of build from Once Upon a Time, but he's more rugged with, you know, he's got big facial hair. So, I'm never good
maybe
with
Joaquin,
casting.
Maybe Joaquin Phoenix?
He's a little too...
What about his, like the people who are playing the game? There's got to be some people listening to the podcast who are playing the game.
Yeah. Tell us who you know. I'm not good at casting people off the top of my head. Yeah, like a rugged guy. Ellie, I think, would be maybe like a... what's the young actress's name? She was in... I'm not good with this game, dude. I can't remember anybody's name.
You know what actually would be interesting? Brad Pitt in a beard. Like they gave him a big beard.
It's kind of like I'm kind of thinking of World War Z? No, was that?
Yeah, World War Z is great.
Yeah, it's kind of like a similar character to that. But
it makes sense.
Fit that profile, you know.
Then do that. He'd be good for maybe. I don't know if he would do another like.
It would be very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah.
But, he's so good in that kind of stuff because it's like he's a doctor in World War Z, and you're like, yeah, I can see that. Like he's a doctor
for sure.
But he's also but then in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he's a stuntman. You're like, yeah, I can see that. He's a stuntman.
He's got range.
Like he's got range. That kid.
Yo, he's gonna make it. I think.
I think he'll do just fine. Brad Pitt. I think his career will take off at some point. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he'll probably find a nice young lady one of these days, and I think he's going to be okay.
He'll just be okay.
Lady, you're all right. Lots of great Seinfeld quotes in the car. Lots of Simpsons quotes we actually did, too.
We did. And then you dropped me off, and that was the end of the week.
Dropped you off. I took a piss outside a dumpster because, boy, the kid had to go. The cool breeze could not hold it anymore. I was only 10 minutes from my house. I go, you know, it's that thing where if I just do this now, it'll be so much more pleasant just going home.
Yeah.
Or because going home, I'll really have to piss. I got to find a parking spot. I got to grab all my shit, take it upstairs in a rush. Now I can be casual about it. Oh, it was the right call.
It would add to the frenzy if finding the spot would have been like Kiefer Sutherland in 24. It would have been a countdown. You would have been like, it's pissing your pants. Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
So we just wanted to give you guys a quick little episode to tell you about the weekend and
great trip.
We're really excited
good trip, Henry.
Can we tell them what's happening with the podcast yet?
Not yet. Let's wait another week, but we've teased it for about a year now.
Yes. So
we think it's finally gonna actually happen.
Finally happening.
Campaign. I don't want to confirm it just yet in case something doesn't go right, but things are looking good for the DYM podcast. Dutch and Cool Breeze got some big plans for you dimwits. And stick with us, and we appreciate you guys listening every week. It really means the world to us. It really does.
Yeah, and remember, guys,
again, reach out on all the socials. We're always going to write back. We're very personable and friendly fatsos. And
we love you. We're the guys at Hooters that you love that think they're gonna fuck you. You're the Hooters waitress.
We're the Hooters waitress. Dude, I should have bought one of the masks. They had Hooters masks, and I should have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I think you're right, though, because the ones that they were selling were just had the one Hooters on them. Like, but you wanted, like, the print one, and it said Hooters all over the mask?
Yeah, that's how much of a diva.
That would have been a cooler one, though. You're right.
Yeah, I know.
But, guys, we have two social media handles. We have at the DYM podcast on Twitter and Instagram. So make sure you give those a follow. Also, guys, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It's just going to help it. I told you, we have a really, really great news coming, and we will not tease this that much further. We apologize. And also let us know what you think about the new format. You know, it's us, you know, shooting from the hip here, and we're working movies into the episodes, but we want it to be more of an open discussion, and I think it's working out really well. And
absolutely.
I think that it's really been a blast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next week, and then hopefully we'll have a really big announcement for you. Thank you, Andrew Fiore.
Thank you, Shauna Lynn Donnelly.
And I can't forget, Andrew Fiore has a Twitter and an Instagram at Andy Fiore.
Yes.
Both of those things.
A-N-D-Y-F-I-O-R-I. I have a show on Sirius XM called The Raw Report every Thursday at 4 p.m., as does Shawnee. Wednesdays at 4 p.m. called Celebrate. It's a great, fun show, and support that. If you don't have Sirius XM right now, I don't know what the hell you're doing, because you got to get on board. There's so much great content on there, and they're doing all sorts of free giveaways right now. So now's the time to get it, and I guarantee you'll fall in love with it. You can see our other content over there, along with so much other great stuff. So really, I couldn't recommend it more.
And I'm
yes, they pay me, but also I would get it anyway.
Yeah. And I'm at Shawnee Time on Instagram and Twitter if you want to follow me. But follow the podcast. I really would appreciate it. Follow everything that we're involved with. You're going to see a lot more stuff coming. So thanks, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.